Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Customer Podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Salesforce, the world's number one service platform. With Salesforce, you have a 360-degree view of your customers, empowering agents and making interactions easy for your customers. The result? Deeper customer relationships built on intelligence, empathy, and trust. Visit sfdc.co/customer service to find out more.
Today, our editor, Lizzie Acas, is delighted to be joined by Julie Roberts, Customer Service Manager UK and Ireland at View Entertainment and case study presenter at our 2019 Customer Engagement Transformation Conference. Julie is responsible for the overall customer service strategy and the deployment of new technology into the outsourced contact centre for View Entertainment. Julie is passionate about issues faced in customer service and delivering meaningful and manageable change.
Hi Julie, it's lovely to speak with you today. You are the Customer Service Manager for View Entertainment, and it was great to hear you speak about your case study, Contact Centre Transformation, at our Customer Engagement Transformation Conference in July. Today we're going to be delving a little deeper and expanding on some of the key points that you made in your case study talk. And if you're ready, let's get started.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So just to kick us off, please could you introduce View Entertainment for our listeners that may not be familiar?
So View Entertainment is in the UK and Ireland, and we have 91 venues with 850 screens and 150 seats, and we just want to deliver the best big screen experience for cinema goers.
In your talk, you mentioned the work View has done in empowering its employees and customer service. Can you tell us more about this?
So as part of our customer service strategy, we really wanted to promote first contact resolution so that we could do great guest recovery, increase our customer satisfaction and reduce costs. So the guest recovery was really important to us because the data that we got from our deep dive analytics showed us that customers who were clicking top box for 5 out of 5 on a survey were 8 times more likely to return to View than those selecting 1 to 3 out of 5. So previously, we had a criteria around compensation in the contact centre where we offered it in certain scenarios, and we found this really restrictive to the team. So as part of the empowerment, we kind of removed the rules, and at the same time as removing the rules, we kind of got all of our teams to not be siloed into certain channels, and this really helped them get a deep dive into their knowledge, and when they got the knowledge, they were more confident at being able to handle the complaints and queries that they would have previously escalated, and then being really backed up by having the ability to decide what was right for that particular customer at the time in order to recover them as a customer and to make things right. So we had a lot of success, but we did find that not all of the staff that we had working in the contact centre had the ability to be able to embrace the empowerment and have the rules taken away. So it did kind of have, we did change the recruitment strategy. Our outsourced contact centre changed their recruitment strategy in order to make sure that they were actually recruiting people who could embrace empowerment.
Okay, lovely. Thank you. And you mentioned the workshops View did with its teams and that View wanted to break down its silos across the business. Can you talk us through this, please?
So in the contact centre, we have the silos that I mentioned where the agents were in particular channels. So one of the things that we really wanted to do in the workshops, we started off by, because we're going through a massive change and transformation piece, and we wanted to get the team on board with us to go through the change. So we got all of the guys into little groups and then got them to create their own vision of what they wanted to deliver to customers in the contact centre. And thankfully, they all aligned with what View was after. So we then merged each of the things from all of the groups and put them together to create one big vision. But there was a recognisable part from each of those workshops in the bigger vision. And then it ended up where the team wanted to have this turned into a poster and put on the wall, and then they now will sign the poster when they start with the contact centre to say that they're going to deliver this particular service. And what that really did for us was it kind of took the team away from it was a part of our reset moment. It took our team away from the old way of thinking and getting them into the new way of thinking about first contact, thinking about actually wanting to help customers rather than just getting through it as quickly as possible and putting the phone down. And then at the same time as we did all those workshops, the next stage of that was we took all of our agents out of the contact center for the day and did one massive workshop around looking at kind of doing role plays and how we can help customers and how our body language, even when we're on the other side of the phone, makes a difference. So there was like key training that was done with learning and development. And this really paid dividends to what the team were able to deliver after we'd done that piece of work.
Lovely, thank you. And can you tell us about the strategies mentioned in your talk regarding driving cost efficiencies and improving the quality of customer service?
So as I said, it was all kind of around upskilling the agents and giving them the deeper knowledge. So one of the first things that we did is we created an internal knowledge base. And instead of that being in the control of our contact centre, that became the control of View Head Office Customer Service team. So my team now update that on a regular basis, take out old content, add new content, and we're able to pin new things as they happen in real time in the business. So the next time that an agent goes into that knowledge base, even if they're logged in, they still will be able to see any new changes. So it's made us much easier to communicate and to get the right messaging to our customers. So we also kind of went down the route where we wanted the technology suite that kind of like also gave us information in real time. So we now have a lot of dashboards and a lot of data and a lot of analytics that tell us what's happening. And we've really taken this the data to do our root cause analysis to actually solve problems which are causing our customers pain so they don't end up contacting us to start with. And as well as that, we're then the bigger fixes, the things that require a bit more investment, they might be on our kind of like backlog within the business anyway, so we can use the data to make business cases to push those further up the backlog. So our strategy was kind of like two prongs. So it was about giving the agents the knowledge to be able to do that first contact and to be able to reduce the amount of times customers come to us to solve their problem. Then it's also about you taking responsibility to identify why the customers are calling and then either doing better signposting, finding those root cause issues, fixing those technical, all that technical stuff to make it better. And then the other big thing that we do is my team regularly go to our contact centre and they sit down with the team, they work with the team are able to answer them questions. So again, this helps with their knowledge, they feel confident in telling us their gripes, and they also give us some of the ideas for improvement. So it's very much a partnership with our contact centre.
Great, thank you. And can you please talk us through the tech roadmap that you mentioned in your talk?
So the tech roadmap, so it started off with us scrapping all of the technology platforms that we had, which was a big project in itself because we had to align all of our contracts to make this happen. So we implemented an omni-channel CRM, which then gave us for the first time the single guest view in customer service. And we also designed it alongside our my IT business partner so that it would integrate with stuff that was on the bigger view roadmap of how we wanted our technology to look. So it's all been designed and future-proof. So our ambition is to get to the point where if a customer makes a complaint, we're not sending them a marketing email. We're not quite there yet. That's where we want to get to. That was the first part. Then the second part was we put in live chat on our web pages, which we've had previously, but they've just been kind of plopped on the pages without much thought about where they were. So we went back and had a look at where people were struggling on our website, where they were asking questions, and then went back and looked at the data and then put the live chat specifically on those pages and then added them with timings. And I think the critical thing that we did with our live chat was make sure that our live chat was only ever there if there was an agent available. So you go straight through to an agent, there's no queuing for live chat, which is paying dividends for us. then layering that onto it, we had our old IVR, which was fairly prehistoric. And so we just simply put a question on there, which is nothing more than capturing data, which just said, in a few words, tell us why you're calling today. We left that there for a couple of months. And then after that couple of months, we then went back and analysed the data and looked at the intent of why the customer was calling, and then the team listened to lots of calls to then figure out what the outcomes of those calls were. And then from all of that data, we whistled it down to 50 key customer journeys. We then took each of those customer journeys and looked at them and went to say, which is the best way, the most customer-centric way, with the least effort that we can actually help the customer. And this led us into the development of our new IVR. So our new IVR is natural language. It's also a visual IVR. What we mean by a visual IVR is the best visual IVR for us is a customer will come in, they want to book tickets, say for instance they want to book Toy Story at View Reading, the IVR will disambiguate exactly what they want, and then it will send them a link to their mobile phone to the booking page on our website so that they can continue that in the digital journey. So we're effectively shifting into the digital journey. And as well as that, there's some journeys which can be solved really quickly via live chat and don't need to go through to an agent. So we offer customers the ability to have a live chat. And we're finding that 70% of the customers who are offered a live chat accept that. And we're also seeing that they have a higher customer satisfaction than those customers who are coming into live chat directly from the website. So, and then there's some other customer journeys which are very much around the informational stuff so that we can give you information to just help you with your basic inquiries. You don't actually need to speak to an agent. So all of this has been created and it's been a pretty amazing success story. But we didn't then stop there. So we had our IVR just in one mode, which is our normal contact center mode. But we also put in some modes and changed the customer journeys for when the contact center is busy. So when we're a bit busier, we will spend a bit more off into those informational stuff that doesn't need to get to an agent and concentrate on the higher level queries or the people who need assistance there and then. And then we also put in another mode for when we were having issues with our website. So we flipped to that mode and it basically turns the contact center into a booking office. So, which is really great because that helps us from a business continuity perspective. And what we found is that because we've planned all of these journeys so well, when we have ended up in a situation where the contact center is busier than we anticipated, we're actually able to recover from it a lot quicker than what we were historically because all the customers have been put onto the right touch points and we have all the information that we need to be able to assist them once we have more staff and resource available. So that's kind of around our tech roadmap. And then the last part of it is we put in payments and refunds into our live chat, which has been really great because that's added more capability and we're able to assist some customers a bit more. And then the last part of the jigsaw puzzle is we're pretty much mirroring our IVR flows, customer journey flows, onto a chat bot, but just needing to tweak it a little bit. So a bit later this year, our chatbot will be up and running the first phase bit, and then it will have some more development work. So that's our roadmap.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And just following on from that, can you also talk us through the channel shift results that you mentioned in your talk?
So the channel shift to start with, so our channel mix was originally around 70% of it was phones, 14% email, around 8% social, and about 7% was on live chat. So we're very much biased towards phones. We then shifted with our IVR and all the other bits and bobs that we've done, we've shifted this to down to 54% being phones. Emails have risen a little bit, but that's because we have some broken customer journeys which will be fixed technically a bit later, but we just needed to manage them. Our social stayed the same, which is good news because it means we haven't done anything to upset that. And our live chat has increased to 15%. So we've seen a real shift away from phones from the most expensive channel onto those cheaper to serve channels, which is really great. And they also give us much more flexibility when it's coming to doing these
forecasting for the contact centre and staff resourcing is a much nicer way of doing it. So not only that, but as I think I mentioned earlier, our customer satisfaction has gone up with all of this because we're serving customers and giving them the information they need first time round. But we kind of like 32% of our customers now don't go through to an agent because they've been self-served. So we've seen a big reduction in the amount of resource that we need in the contact centre, but at the same time as reducing customer satisfaction. So that's a great news story. And we hope that we're going to see a bit more shift happening once we've got our chatbot going and once we find out some of our little creases that we've still got, which we haven't managed at the moment, we should see that shift a little bit more. But the great news out of all of it is that we shifted a lot of people into our digital journey to be booking on the website, which is much better for our customers because we know that they have an overall better experience if they book the seats themselves.
Brilliant, thank you. And just to finish us off, can you give us any insight into what we can look forward to next from Vue in the customer engagement area?
So we've made a decision that we're going to continue our tech roadmap in the contact centre and constantly be reviewing it, constantly looking for new developments and using the data to guide us as to where we need to make those tweaks in order to just make our customer service really efficient and to make sure that the customer effort is reduced. But the next piece is probably having a look what we can do in our venues in order to make our staff deliver better customer service at venue level. So we've already started looking at some initiatives behind that. So we've got some interesting times to come, and it's a very much cross-functional collaboration. So it should be really great.
Brilliant. Thank you. Those are all of the questions that I have for you today. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this discussion. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you so much again, Julie. It's been lovely to speak with you and hear more about this.
Thanks, Lizzie.